Welcome to the Killer Frogs, a podcast all about TCU athletics from the fans' point of view. My name is Sean Fouché, and this is episode 102. And with us on tonight's podcast, we've got Ryan Zeller. How you doing, Ryan?
Very well, thank you.
We have Wes Phelan.
How you doing?
Himself.
Wes? Am I live now?
You're live now. And Shannon Brazil.
How's it going, everybody?
Good. Shannon.
Going good. Broadcasting live from his car. He has promised us that he has pulled over. He is not live broadcasting while driving. So
actually, I'm driving now, just not looking at you guys. So I'm good to go.
You got us in the cup hold.
It's all good.
Well, how's everybody's 4th of July?
Oh, it was awesome. So fun. And it was nice and cool. Can y'all believe that? How cool it was? Love it. A little windy. We didn't get to set off all the fireworks. We have to save some for, I guess, Labor Day. But it was still wonderful.
We'll just go out there and pop them in your backyard now.
I know.
Mike's a cop. Nobody's going to mess with you.
Yeah. How about y'all?
Everybody was posting.
Is what now, Shannon?
Everybody
about
a couple of pounds over the weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of food?
A lot of food. Nothing wrong with it.
No. Yeah, we ended up having over 12 at our place, and we ended up – originally we were going to just do one package of ribs, which was I think it was like 3 full racks. But as the guest list grew, we decided we were going to do a couple different racks of ribs. And so what ended up happening was is that because we didn't have enough space on my dad's smoker to do 6 to 8 racks of ribs, I decided I was going to do half at my place. He'd do half at his place. Before I knew it, the kids were calling it a barbecue cook-off between my dad and I. And they were all – the youngest were, like, all lining up to be judges. And we're like, we didn't agree to any of that. Where did those coming from? It's like that's what I get for allowing them to watch the Food Network.
Well, I tell you, the pictures you sent out looked pretty good.
They were good. They didn't last long. They're gone. But I did a for those of you here, I did a bourbon pecan smoked rib.
Nice.
I make my own barbecue sauce, so from a smoked whiskey. So I take a smoked corn whiskey and then make a barbecue sauce out of that in the base. So it turned out really good.
Beautiful.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So. It was all good. We had a good time. And then, of course, I had my birthday was on the 5th, so that was a lot of fun.
Happy
birthday, my friend.
And Sean, you and Mike have the same birthday, which I just now put that together. So, did I say Shane? What did I say? Anyway, you and Mike have the same birthday.
No, you said Mike.
I did. Okay, I was like, did I say Shane? I don't even know Shane.
secrets out. Okay,
hopefully Mike is not watching this right now.
No, actually he will. yeah, July 5th. So y'all are going to, and I told him today when we were walking, and I told him that you're into whiskey a lot. And he said, I didn't realize that. And I said, well, we're going to have to all get together then, because that's what my mom and dad got. And he turned 40, so they got him a pickle package of a few different nice whiskeys that we normally wouldn't buy for ourselves. But yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that didn't come up last week when we kind of talked about what all that we do.
Yeah.
And I just don't. Yeah, I consult with a couple of distilleries. So that's, you know, when you say I'm into whiskey, I'm.
Yeah, you're not an alcoholic. You're just.
No, I'm a collector. It sounds better when you say it that way.
It does.
Yeah. Fine, tell your mom and dad my birthday is hanging around. And I like whiskey too.
I sure will. My dad loves whiskey. It's so funny. I wish I could develop a taste for it, but I can't. I wish. I can drink the honey whiskey. And if you pour it in tea, it's actually really, really good for all you people out there who can't quite get past whiskey taste. That one's a good way to start, I think.
Oh,
start smoking cigars, you'll develop a taste for it. a good whiskey and a cigar goes hand in hand.
There you go, brother.
That's probably true. Well, Sean, while we're maybe waiting for Jack, I don't know if you want to maybe text him real quick and see if he he's getting on. I'll go through the upcoming events that are coming up. This week we have Coach Patterson's Women's Clinic, and y'all are all guys, so you have probably not been to that. And Shannon, I don't think we even had that back when we were all in school, but this is probably my fourth or fifth year to go. It is so much fun. There's going to be over 500 women in the indoor practice field facility, all dressed up. We walk around and try on the new uniforms and take crazy pictures and talk to all the athletes. And coach gets up and talks, and they ask the coaches and athletes questions. Gary has even been known to get up there and sing and play his guitar. So hopefully he will do that again this year, get stuff signed. This year we have, my friends, we all made up two tables. There's 20 of us going, and we decided that we're all going to wear purple wigs. So we've all gone and gotten purple wigs, and we're going to deck ourselves out on Thursday night. So just wait for the pictures to come out, because I'm sure they'll be hilarious. We'll probably scare all the football players away. The next Friday is the TCU Coaches Dinner in Dallas. I know there's one in Houston as well, but Dallas is next Friday. So I think I'm going to be there. Shannon, are you going by chance?
I'm not sure yet. I went to the one that the guys throw over in Dallas, Jeff and those guys, and I've got a couple text messages from him tonight, so I'll have to get home and check it out.
Excellent. Well, if you're out there and you're listening and you haven't signed up, it is a lot of fun. You get dressed up, and several of the coaches, head coaches and assistant coaches come to this dinner, and they get up and talk from all the different sports, and it's a very nice dinner, and they even have a silent auction where they have a lot of fun stuff, usually TCU memorabilia and different things bid on, which is really fun. And then last but not least is our State of the Frogdom. That is the Friday before our first home game. So that's August 31st. It's going to be basically 11-1. Watch for the details to come out for that. We will release the details to Killer Frog members first on the forum. And then from there, we will release it on social media. We have room for about 100 people. And I'm not going to tell you where it is yet. Sean will be excited, though, once I announce it. So there's a kind of a hint, I guess.
Yeah, see, I don't even know yet. But
he doesn't. So I have not. I'll be finalizing the details tomorrow. So we'll get that.
Is it in the TCU area?
It is in Fort Worth. And it is closer to downtown Fort Worth. But
I already know where it is.
Do you? Well, it's not that place. Oh. It's not. I know. It's not, because I know where you're thinking. And we'll have to do something there eventually. But sorry, guys. Everyone's like, where is it? No, but it has. I will tell you this. Unlike last year, there will be tons of parking. So that was one of my main concerns. So everybody drive. You'll have places to park. You won't have to walk like a half a mile. And
Ruby's Cafeteria.
Yes. How did you get that? but I'm excited there. Yeah. So I've only been there a couple times, and we liked it both times. Had an event there, and then actually we just decided to go there this weekend, and it's a good place. So I'm hoping a lot of people haven't been there, so it'll be a new place for everybody, and get them some new business. So
good.
With that's all I've got going on immediately.
And that's August 31st?
That is August 31st.
Yes. Yeah, and that's going to be a first-come, first-served basis. So
it will be.
We announce that when tickets go on sale on the website. You got to get them quick, because they go – literally, they'll be gone in a matter of a day.
Yeah.
I'm putting that in my calendar right now.
Good deal.
State of the Frogdom. Luby's Cafeteria.
Well, and there's a couple other things that are going on. We've got Big 12 Media Day coming up on the 16th and 17th in Frisco this time.
That's right.
So they're going to be local. And Shannon and I are going to play the odd couple and go cover the media days.
Yay!
Y'all act like we know what we're doing. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have several bits throughout the week. That'll be fun. That'll be good. We'll do that. We're still trying to get information as far as how much we're going to be able to live broadcast from the various interviews with different coaches. And for those of you guys who are listening to us, if you have any questions specific, serious questions, you know, I think we already know the answers to boxers and briefs and some of the other things that you guys have come up with over the years. But if you've got some questions for some of the Big 12 coaches, just go ahead and shoot it over to us. You can just send it to me, Sean, at killerfrogs.com, or you can send it over to Shannon, either one. And we'll be happy to ask once we're able to get in front of the coaches.
Ask Gary who his choice for Supreme Court nomination is.
Oh, that's tonight, right?
And that's It already happened.
Breaking news that everyone already heard about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who was it?
It's Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh, okay.
It could be like the what were they did? They went around in what the college in New York and asked everybody about what they thought of the nominee.
Before it was even picked?
Before it was even announced.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. I teach college students. I know.
Yeah, little know-it-alls. Yeah.
They were outraged.
I'm sure. I'm sure they, before anybody even knew, or before he even picked anybody, I'm sure they all already knew.
I will tell you, though, I didn't realize this. His wife is from West Texas, and she went to high school, I believe, in Abilene, and she is a graduate of UT. So she's part of the Big 12, so that's exciting. And then they have two just cute, cute girls that are, they play basketball, and he coaches their basketball team. So they look like a good family. I hope the media doesn't just blast them over these next couple weeks, but they looked really good family. So
Ryan, I got to give you props. That was an excellent segue to bring it back to sports.
Thank you. I try.
Ryan's catching on here. She did a good job. Nicely done.
And one of the girls, they won their city tournament, as a matter of fact, the older one. It didn't say what their ages were, but she looked about 13 or 14 probably.
Huh.
Well, I got a question for you, Ryan, going back to the interview that we had with Donati.
Yes.
You mentioned that because of Title IX, forthcoming, that TCU is currently at least entertaining the possibility or will have to in the future add another women's sports. And I know you were giddy and hoping that he would pick gymnastics.
I was about to come out of my seat, yes, because that has been a long time coming. I could probably have my own 5-hour podcast on why TCU should be the first school in Texas to have a Division I gymnastics program. One reason would be because three of the all-around Olympic winners are from Texas gyms. So two of them from Dallas, and we have had several as alternates and on the Olympic team right here in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. So I mean, right there. And all of our gymnasts from our great state end up going to, a lot of them, to OU. And guess who's won the national championship most recently? Well, it wasn't OU this year. I believe they got second, but they won it last year, the year before. And then back when Florida was making their run, winning it back to back to back to back, one of our gymnasts from Texas Dreams were on that team, and Metroflex, and they're all from Texas. So and the other thing I want to plug, so I hope everybody's listening who gets a vote on this, is that we will fill up the stands, because there are so many little girls and people like me in the area who will come and watch gymnastics meets. They're packed. I mean, every club meet is packed. It's the most watched sport in the Olympics. I don't think that they would be disappointed. Sean, do you have some questions for me?
Why can't we follow Stanford's leads and sponsor squash fencing?
Hey, you know what? Stanford has their own gymnastics team, men and women, pretty good too. So
the question that I have is this. If TCU were to go the direction of adding another women's sports, and from talking to the athletic director, it's almost a fait accompli. It's going to happen. But if they don't choose gymnastics, what other women's sport would you want TCU to add?
Well, everybody wants softball. I don't want softball. Football. I love softball. It was my favorite sport to play growing up after I quit gymnastics. And I was second baseman. It was so much fun. Probably why I love baseball so much. But I don't know. I would probably never go watch a softball game. I just don't think they're that much fun to watch. I don't know. Does that mean I'm probably going to get a lot of tweets or something about that? But But I feel like I'm a girl and I played softball, so I can say that. But anyway, as far as other sports that is enjoyable to watch, for women, I mean, we have them already. Tennis is good to watch. Women's golf is always pretty exciting. Volleyball is amazing. I love watching volleyball. And then, of course, basketball. And as far as any other sport, honestly, I don't know. What about y'all? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. They can go any number of ways, but
you have to think of facilities and where you'd put them. And, you know, with softball, the question remains where you put a field. The only logical spot would be
at that field just north of the of Lupton Stadium, I would think. But I think it's now a rec field for club sports. But then you could do something. Now it's screwy, and I know nobody probably will watch it, but Stanford does. It's a field hockey team. You can play on an existing. Cool. You could play on an existing football field,
mm-hmm.
or you could even go with lacrosse, women's lacrosse, or men's lacrosse, because you've already got a field there. You can use any football length field to play that sport.
I think lacrosse would be neat.
I do too. I just don't. I don't know if it ever happened.
Yeah,
Ryan, you're saying that softball is not that entertaining, but you think lacrosse would be neat?
I've never seen it. It's interesting. I know. Isn't that awful? Yeah. You know what else I forgot to know is our soccer team and our rifle too. And horseback riding, like our equestrian team. Those are all really, really good. You know, with equestrian, they train out in Springtown, I believe. They actually travel pretty far to go train. I think with in the beginning years, they could always train and with someone else's facility, like especially if it was gymnastics or even softball, they can play on another field, someone else's field. But
well, I'll say this, Ryan, I'm going to back you up on that. People are going to be a shocker, but I have four girls and I've watched a lot of gymnastics in my house. I would love softball, but either one I would be. I think I love both sports. I think gymnastics has come a long way. It's very entertaining. It's especially with the girls who do the USA represents the country when that comes around. It just you have no choice but to watch it. So I think it's between the two, I would love to see them both. But I mean, I wouldn't have any problem with softball or gymnastics. I love softball. I have a lot of people's friends that their daughters play softball, and they're like, "When is TC going to get a softball team?" I mean, they're always asking me. So for their sake, I hope we get softball, but I would not be disappointed with gymnastics either.
Well, could we see you do your famous act on the pommel horse then if we did that?
Brother, you don't want to see that. They would take it away in a heartbeat. As we got it, they would take it away.
You have the wrong sport, Les.
No, Shannon's going to do a beam routine.
Those people have a lot more strength. I mean, it was little bit tiny things. I'm like, how can they hold their body up that long that way? And I'm like, just pure core strength, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's entertaining. I love watching it.
It is a beautiful sport. We'll see what happens.
Jack is texting me. He's blaming.
Hey, Shannon, can you do me a favor? Our guest hasn't gotten back to me on my text message. I know he was having problems earlier and trying to download that. Would you mind jumping off real quick and calling him and seeing if he can?
Sure. He just texted me. I'll do that. No worries.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I apologize to all the rest of the viewers. We are hoping to have Jack Hasselbrock on shortly.
I'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
And now we're dropping like flies.
Well, Sean, it's just you and me.
Well, Ryan.
Sean, let me ask you this, Sean. I think I know the answer to this. Let me ask you anyway. Is there a way, even if he calls, could I patch him in some type of way or no?
No, I don't believe so.
I think so? Okay, because everybody's calling me and I'm hitting decline, but okay. All right, yeah. I'll call you guys back. Be back in a second.
Yeah, let me see. Unfortunately, the way that this works is there's not even a call-in number, so. It's YouTube has got to update there. We either that or we got to figure out a better system. Mm-hmm. Brian, you find a better system.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Making a note.
Ryan is on it, folks. We'll have a new system by next week. Mm-hmm. So, no, the reason why I was asking Ryan is because I know you're real big into gymnastics, and I know we need to have another women's sports just simply because of, and I guess I should back up because I know there are some listeners who don't quite understand the whole Title IX situation, and some of them, obviously Title IX has morphed over the last several years, especially the last six or seven years. But specifically when it goes back to the original intent of Title IX, which is just kind of having this level playing field, especially when it comes to college athletics, because TCU has such a large female enrollment compared to male enrollment, we're going to have to add another female sport because of that. So,
and another thing I'd like to add, and this is, I didn't even really realize this until a few years ago, but almost all the colleges have club gymnastics and they train at other gyms. A&M has one. Baylor has an acro.
Yeah, but Baylor has Quidditch. So let's not compare it to Baylor.
But I'm just saying, Baylor can do it. We can do it. No. And the schools in the Big 12 that have gymnastics teams are OU, West Virginia, you know, the East Coast schools. A lot of them have gymnastics. Everybody but Central schools. Well, I mean, everybody but Big 12, pretty much. I mean, Ohio State has them. A lot of them have it. So I just think.
Is there a reason why? I mean, you're big and obviously.
Nobody knows why. Merrily Retton tried to get it at UT, and UT turned it down. This has been probably a decade or more since then, but they turned it down. And if Del Conte goes to UT and gets that gymnastics team before we do at TCU, I will not be happy. They can do one too, but I want to be there right with them doing it.
We could add one sport. It would require no new facilities. I've already got my uniform. It's the belly flop.
Oh, gosh.
And
oh, God.
And it's a size 30 waist, too.
So those of you who are listening and not actually watching this on YouTube, you're going to have to go into YouTube. I think it's about 25, 26 minutes into it. Wes has brought out the size 30 waist. What do you want to call that? A Speedo?
Yeah, that's what it is. With his name across his butt.
Yeah, that we got from the previous TCU swimming coach. He got. I never got one. And I think it's because you can't put Fouché on the butt. It's just it's too long of a name.
That's hilarious. I know, Wes. We could have synchronized men's swimming.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll add two women's sports, and we need to add men's synchronized swimming, I think.
Water polo.
You know, I got that. Coach Sebusma gave me this at our show.
You still have the tag on it.
I walked into the house. I said, look, honey. She said, don't plan on ever wearing that in this house.
So, your wife's from Australia. She should be okay with a Speedo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, she could wear one. I can't. It'd be pretty ugly if I put this on right now.
No, I think I can get, you know, Coach Kramer, Jill Kramer to vote for gymnastics because they could give Jill could give up her gym for the gymnast and that's where they would train. And then they could give Jill a brand new volleyball gym.
Oh, there you go.
I think that she's earned it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that part of the Rickle needs some updating as well. I mean,
You know what? Another women's sport that's really fun to watch at TCU is sand volleyball. I actually went to a game this year for the first time, and that was awesome. So,
really?
It's fast. I like fast games for women, and that one's it's fast. It's pretty cool.
Do they have fast sand or slow sand?
I'm gonna guess.
What about athleticism and action? Who's got it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's another Olympic favorite sport to watch as well. It's gotten popular over the last decade or so.
But, I was always thought that was one of the most fascinating things that I've ever heard when I'm talking to that. Whatever our first beach volleyball coach was, we're talking about the courts they laid out, and he was talking about the type of sand. And he said, we wanted a particularly slow sand in there. And I said, whoa, time out. Slow sand? You know, he explained the differences of kind of sand and the effect it can have on the athletes, because since we were a new startup program at that time, and we're one of the few in the United States, and obviously going to be playing some schools that had more experienced teams, he wanted sand that would be beneficial to us rather than the other team.
You mean they didn't just back the truck up into Home Depot?
No, they didn't go buy 50-pound bags of construction sand. I'd never considered that, the time and effort and thought that went into the type of sand that goes into the courts. And I think it's multiple layers of it too. So it's interesting process. By the same token, Coach Siebesman told me about the fast water and slow water. And once again, I said, whoa, timeout. Fast water, slow water, are you kidding me? But, you know, it has to do with the rebound effect when you do a downstroke and you get that shockwave coming back up, how it can slow you down. And also, I think the faster water, like at UT, apparently they have stainless steel flashing around the side of the pool. And that has less
It's probably got a dampening effect on the
Yeah. And so that was a real education for me. Fast sand, fast water, slow water. Never even thought about that.
Gosh, you know what? If anybody is ever in Colorado Springs, you find yourself there, which used to we did all the time when we were, was it Mountain West when we were in that conference? Go to the Olympic Training Center. And you will learn so much about swimming, men's gymnastics, track, all the different sports. It's quite amazing.
I'd like to.
Either Shannon's back or Shannon's cup holder's back.
Shannon looks like he's at home.
Shannon's
yay!
I'm at home. just hung up with Jack. Ryan, he blamed it on you.
So, tell Jack he could come back. He'll come back in a couple weeks because we have Mark Cohen next week. But he just has to talk for 2 hours. I mean, that he's got to make up his hour.
I told him we would get him back on. No issues. I told him we're gonna definitely get him back on sooner than we got Royce. I told him it took Royce 2 times. I said, we're not gonna do that. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I told him we'd figure it out, and he's okay with it, and we'll get him on. So we'll get him connected, and we'll make it right.
You know, it took Landry twice too. It wasn't his fault. It was our fault. But it took Landry, and then Reagan Peebly.
That wasn't twice. It wasn't my fault. It was my fault. Okay, it was my fault, but it wasn't twice. We just had to.
We were only 40 minutes through, and she only made us laugh like 10 times, and we're like, never mind, let's tell all the same jokes again, and hopefully it'll be as funny.
Yeah, that doesn't quite work the same way twice.
So much. I thought for sure she was just going to hang up on us.
Hey, Shannon, you missed our discussion about new sports for TCU. I mean, I know you caught the gymnastics part, but I proposed the belly flop. I've already got my uniform. And we can have one made for you too, buddy, if you want to do it.
We'll sell some tickets, and it would be for the wrong reasons.
We could be the synchronized belly flop team. How about that?
Wes, I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night because I'm gonna pop up from bed and picturing you, dreaming about you in a Speedo with Phelan on the back of your rear end.
That'd be pretty bad. That'd be pretty bad.
Are you sure Mike's not going to listen to this podcast?
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for anybody listening.
Actually, you're calling Shane, and you're talking about dreaming about other guys.
That's right.
In speedos.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well.
That is too much. Well, so unfortunately Jack's not going to be with us this week, but we will definitely have him on. But we do have Mark Cohen coming on next week.
Yes.
And I always forget his official title. And I always call him like head of communications, but he's
media relations.
Media relations. Thank you.
I think he's associate or assistant athletic director for media relations.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's just an AD.
AKA everything. I mean, if y'all don't follow him on Twitter and you like Twitter, follow Mark Cohen, that's Cohen. He is a vault of information. He knows every statistic about TCU. He can just rattle them off. So he's always putting great stuff out there on about TCU. It's really, really interesting. Not just about football, about all sports. So follow him. He's got like over 10,000 followers, I think. It's incredible.
And
just the nicest person. He and Jack both, they're right down the hall from each other in their offices. Yeah. And I swear, the nicest people.
Mark is a real gem and a great guy, and I'll tell you one of the biggest compliments I ever heard about him. And I was talking, one of the few conversations I've ever had with Dan Jenkins, and Dan Jenkins told me that Mark Cohen is the best sports information, of course, proper title is media relations, but in Dan's day it was sports information director. But he told me that Mark Cohen's the best sports information director TCU's ever had. And we've had some good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, Mark is fantastic. He's the guy that, for all of you who follow the Frogs and follow us on social media, he's the guy who runs all that. I mean, he's the workhorse for the athletic department. And if you don't know Mark, tune in next week because he is a fascinating guy, and that's going to be a fantastic interview. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be.
So, all right.
Well, and just real quick to give you a little teaser too about Jack, even though he'll be back. This is an early teaser. We'll tease him again next week. But Jack, I mean, he's family to us. I was at TCU 94 through 98. And boy, my second semester, actually, it was after my second semester. Well, it was going into my sophomore year. I had a really great first semester and just a terrible second semester. And it wasn't due to drinking or anything. I think it just was due to not being smart. So, I mean, I did have 8 o'clock classes every morning, and it was science and all the crappy classes that I hated, math, all that, history, and don't ever all take all those together. So, anyway, he coached me through that swimmingly. I mean, you know, 3 points the rest of the time, but we love them all. I mean, Shannon, you have stories about – how he probably got you through, you know, your years at TCU as well.
No, Jack, I love Jack. You know, you saw how our relationship is when you're in the office. We can go on and on forever. He's one of the guys. While I was there, he genuinely takes care of Frogs. And one of the things that I appreciate about Jack is when people, whether you go to the NFL or whether you have hard times or whatever, you don't quite finish the first go round. Jack is responsible for a lot of guys getting their degrees. He's the guy behind it. He fights for people. Once a Frog, always a Frog. And you come back, you knock on Jack's door, he's gonna do whatever he can to help you out.
Yeah.
And I've seen it time and time. I've seen people come back time and time again for years and still doing it. And Jack's been there to help him out. So, you know, I appreciate him. I was there. Everybody when he lost his daughter years ago. Everybody showed up. The line was wrapped around the Coliseum, and he stood there, and he hugged and shook everybody's hand that was in line. And I just thought that was huge. Oh. I just thought that was weird. He could have been in the corner and just cradled up, not really want to deal with nobody, and he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. We were there to show him support, and in return, he did the same thing. And I just thought that was awesome, and I just loved him ever since. And he's a gem. He's a solid earth guy.
I'll tell you a story about him. Of course, his daughter and my son died in the same year. My son was 4 or 5 months, you know, later or after his daughter died. But on the day of my son's funeral, I'm walking out of the church, and I just, you know, God forbid you should ever have to go through something like that. But it's the lowest feeling in your life. And I walked out, and there was Jack standing on the outside there, gave me that grin of his. He just came over and hugged me. He said, "We'll get through all this together."
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy Jack is.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Sounds about right. Sounds very Jackish, because that's him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just a great guy.
And you're right, Wes. That smile. He always has a smile on his face. Love it.
You know, and I'll tell you another one. I just noticed this recently. I haven't even talked to him about it. But every once in a while, I go to the Star Telegrams and look at my son's obituary. And I do it on days of, you know, his birthday and the anniversary of death and things like that. And there's comments you can make under there. And I noticed when I went there last month and on my son's birthday, I was reading it, and there was one from Jack.
Aww.
And it said, and he said, "You'd be proud of your dad. He just went through some tough surgery and came out of it talking about barbecue, bourbon, and horn frogs."
Wow. Oh, gosh. That's special. Yeah.
That was. And that's Jack. He's just the nicest guy you could ever meet and very thoughtful.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's not enough to get you to come back in 2 weeks to listen, I don't know what is.
Yeah. He's got some stories, guys. He's been there from day one. I was just in his office. I say, "Well, Jack, it's just about fourth quarter, right, man?" He's like, "Yeah, it's fourth quarter."
Is he retiring at the end of this year?
Well, I think he's going to see what happens with his condition, and he's going to figure it out. But he, you know, he was saying at the time that it's definitely the fourth quarter, and you know, he had, you know, 2-3 more years left. And so I called him after this last little incident that he went through, and he's on a leave right now. And I called him up and I said, Jack, I need you to give me a call. I need to talk to you. And I left it alone. A couple days later, he calls me back. We talk, and Jack is Jack. And I said, well, Jack, I thought you said it was fourth quarter. I didn't. He said, well, Shannon, I didn't know it was going to be fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, and my knee got blown out. And he said, all the stuff just started happening. So I said, well, that's all right, brother. You got to get patched up and get back in the game. So
that's right.
We still got to finish this quarter. So
that's right.
He has a sense of humor. He's in good spirits, and he's definitely going to finish up the fourth quarter for us.
Good.
Yeah, he's been at TCU since he graduated from TCU in the early 80s, and I know he's been in the athletic department since the late 80s. So, yeah, like you said, once a Horned Frog, always a Horned Frog. And overtime, that's the a day for a lot of Frogs to remember, because Jack's been an institution at the institution. So, yeah. So come back in 2 weeks and we'll
make us laugh. He has so many stories and inside scoop on stuff, that funny things in the locker room. We will be belly laughing, and we may actually go 2 hours. If he gets on a roll, we're just going to let him go.
Why not?
I'm going to need more whiskey for that show.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Amen. Amen. Well, we will keep everybody posted next week on the state of the Frogdom as soon as Ryan tells me the secret location.
Yes.
We'll make sure we get that up, and we'll make sure fans of the podcast that you'll
have first
people from all those podcasts, and you guys aren't always checking the boards daily. Of course, that's on you as well. You should be checking the boards daily, but we'll make sure we announce it on the podcast as well, so that the day that the podcast goes live is the same day we'll actually sell tickets. So everyone will have a shot at getting to the State of the Frogdom this year. We'll also make sure to fill you in a little bit more about Jack next week when we have Mark Cohen on, and any other additional information that Shannon and I can get from the coaches at the Big 12 Media Days. So we're certainly looking forward to that. With that, does anybody else have any other pressing issues they want to bring up tonight?
None of mine.
I don't.
No. Shannon, you look like you're about ready to have a cigar.
Yes, sir. Yeah. See, that's me and my man. We see each other, brother. Yeah.
I know that look.
Like, okay, let's end it. I'm ready to smoke.
Cigars, not cigarettes, children.
I tell people all the time, they don't make cigarette magazines, all right? I tell people, Michael Jordan smokes cigars.
Yes, it's about the experience, right?
That's all.
Real men smoke cigars.
Don't inhale, guys.
Yeah, no, that's
it's bad. An art for sure. It's an art.
I think I'm going to put this on and go put a cigar, light up a cigar. And
I would like for you to go streaking, Wes, down your neighborhood.
Yeah, put that Speedo on.
Send a picture. It didn't happen.
It's probably still raining down there, though, isn't it? So you'd be streaking in the rain.
That'd be perfect.
That's okay. I wouldn't have to take a bath tomorrow.
Go out there and take a selfie with the deer. That's a picture. Take a selfie with the deer. That's a Christmas card.
I saw a big fox in my backyard the other night too.
You know what you ought to do? You got to go out back and you've got to recreate with that Speedo. You've got to recreate that old, you know, what was it, that Gerber baby ad? You know, with the dog, the puppy dog.
Oh,
I think that was Gerber, wasn't it?
Yes.
With the diaper and the you got to do it with a deer. Deer and the Speedo.
Was that the Gerber or was that the baby lotion ad?
Well, maybe it was a baby lotion ad. I don't remember, but
where the dog's pulling down the back part of the that'd be pretty.
I don't know if pretty is the adjective I'd use for it, but it would certainly be.
It would be eye opening. I know that, or maybe eye closing.
Or I bet vomit inducing. I don't know.
Well, on that note, I think we'll end this podcast tonight. I want to thank everybody out there who's been listening to us. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. You can always find it on killerfrogs.com. In fact, go to killerfrogs.com. You can sign up for a free account. You can always find all the latest frog news on frogswire.com. And with that, we've come to the end of the podcast. It's time where we all get the frogs up and we get to say,
go frogs.
Go frogs.
Go frogs.
Wes, how long do you think you're going to hold on to that Speedo before your wife makes you burn it?
Oh, it'll probably be in the trash by the time she gets home from Australia.